One second, but if he can hear, then if I record on the computer, will that recording work?
Yes. You want me to just
do you mind? Yeah, if you don't mind. Okay.
Greg,
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Greg, leave the chat open if you have any questions.
Yeah, okay, the chat is always open. Okay. The mission in the beginning of B'nai Isha, Shabbos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, discusses certain details of Chatzitza in the context of Chotzah, with the presumption that there's a relationship between a Davar HaChotzeitz and something that raises a Chotzah problem. The Mishnah says, B'nai Isha Yotza U'B'nai Eina Yotza, not with strings of wool, and strings of flax, or straps in her hair. She should not go to the mikvah wearing these strings until she loosens them. Says the Gemara. So Rashi says, lo titbol mishum chatzitza, that these are chatzitzas, which is why a woman can't go to the mikvah wearing these strands. As she tarafim, she tatirim, sas, she loosens them a little, she yirufuyin v'yikonsu mayim b'neim l'seir. If she loosens them such that the water can get underneath, then that solves the chatzitza problem. So, as the Gemara, tefila manda karshma, this is Masechta Shabbos. Why are we talking about tefillah? Why does the Mishnah tell you what to do in order to be tavelas with these accessories? Amar Rav Nachman Yisroel, Amar Rav Ravua, Matan Kamar. Matan laseitza isha, lavuchut yisera, lavuchut yivishtim, and isha amar chachamim, b'chol latit b'obrahem ashe terafim, the cave and the b'chol latit b'obrahem ashe terafim, b'sharas latitze, dilma misrami latfila shal mitzvah, v'shari lahu, v'asi lasin, and dalat amas, which is a rabbin. The Gemara expresses a concern that these things are related. The reason that there's a tzav problem is because they are chatzitzas. If they're chatzitzas, they need to be a roof for tefillah. If they need to be a roof for tefillah, women may have a Friday night tefillah, and then she's going to remove them while walking to the mikvah outside in a Rishas Sarab. So the reason the Mishnah raises the tefillah context is because that's part of the definition of what is a problem of chatzitzah. Then the Gemara has the following: Shaila by Minei Rav Kana, Mirav Tichi, Mirav Tichi Chalulta Ma. What's the din of Tichi Chalulta? Rashi: Sharsheros Shelchutin Chalulos Vagulos. Chains of strings that are hollow and round, some kind of jewelry. So is that a chatzitza, and by extension, then a chatzah problem? These are woven things. So there's no Zerud Rabbanan on something that is woven. Why? Says Rashi. Since it's woven, it's not mehudak. If it's not mehudak, the water can get underneath, and there's no concern of chatzitza. There's no problem if something is woven. So first the Gemara says the reason that these chains are not a problem of chatzitza and hence not a problem of chatzah is because it's arig. As long as it is woven, it's definitionally not a chatzitza. And then the Gemara says, Ikud Amri, that lo kapton alayu, that women are not makpidos. Says Rashi, lo kapti alayu, lit la miroshan, kishehin roksas bechamin, ama ayu luhumaya shapir. There's no kapeda to remove them. Ama, the water is going to get underneath. Says the Gemara, Ikud ben haflishna ben haflishna, what's an afkamina between saying that definitionally anything that's arig is not chatzitza, and saying that it's lo kapti. If they get dirty, we'll get dirty, are dirty. Lahach lishnu the amr kolshu arv v'gazru, haninami arv. So if it's a definitional thing that anything which is woven is definitionally not a chatzitza because it's considered ein b'chudak, then the fact that it's mitanfan doesn't change that. Lahach lishnu the amr mishum kepeda, kevi the tanifa mikpat kapta, but according to the reason of kepeda, since these things are mitunafin, there is a kepeda. Okay, so here Rashi Dira Maskel Hanami Oruku. Rashi has Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rabosa Sharashi. What the Gemara means in this Nafkamina that Mitanfi is Kapti and hence a problem. So Rashi writes Hanami Oruku. That if they would be makpidos to remove them, it would be usher to walk out wearing these ornaments on Shabbos. The afagav de l'inyan ihadok lo chaitzi. Even though they're not chotzeitz, umutar is litbo lehen, and tefillah is permissible. Hilgachani came to mitanfi mikbet kaplan shelo liyos b'roshem b'shas tefillah san. V'nei shamayim imachin es hatit. The word is going to cause a tit to spread. Umalach lech b'saron b'aliyasa min hatefillah, and is going to get them dirty on the way out. V'afogav dechatzitz alohavi da'aylu b'maya. Even though it's not a chatzitza, okay, the shaklu the humishim tidaf, asi la sinu, asi slasavens. According to Rashi, Rashi holds that there is no chatzitza problem here. It is all eino, it's eino muhudak. It's not a problem of chatzitza. Nevertheless, there is also a concern because women will tend to remove them not for halachic reasons, but because it's going to get dirty, and she doesn't want this tinuf to end up dirtying her body. So as far as Hilchas Chatzitza is concerned, there's no problem of Chatzitza. However, as far as Shabbos is concerned, there's still a Hotzah consideration, because a woman may remove it anyway, not because of Hilchas Chatzitza, but because she doesn't want to get dirty. So according to Rashi, the first Lashon of Rashi, Rashi's own Shita, both Lashon and Gemara agree that in a situation of Tichi Chalulta, there's no Chatzitza. And the Nafkamina that the Gemara presents is only in terms of Hotzah. That according to the Lashon of Kapti, there's a Kapeda, not a Hilchas Chatzitza, but a Kapeda, not the Gadori, and that is going to create a potential Hotzah problem. And then Rashi quotes the position of Rabosav, that no, that's Gufa, the 2 days in the Gemara, that's Gufa the Nachmina, can you have a Chatzitza even in a Davar Rafli? That according to Rabosav Sharashi, these Tichi Chalulta, according to the second Lashon of the Gemara, are indeed a chatzitza, because even though they are arug, but something that is arug and roughly still could pose a chatzitza problem if people have the kapeda for other reasons. So according to Rashi, the machlokas and Nachmina Gemara is, are we potentially concerned about Tzah, even a situation where there's no Chatzitza? And according to Rav Osho Sharashi, no, we're only concerned about Tzah where there's a Chatzitza, but the Nachmina between the two Lashonos is whether you can have a Chatzitza even in a Davar She'eno Mehudak, even in a Davar Rafa. The tour, we close this halacha. The Torah writes, "V'had chutei tzemer pishdan chotetzen davka k'shehein maisa gadil shehein mehudakin." So it's only a problem if they are mehudak. Aval im heim arugim refuim heim ve'enam chotetzen. But if they are woven, then they are definitionally loose and are not chotetz. Ubovad shaloyuhu mushavim. As long as they're not golden and they're not dirty. So that's this lashon of mutanafin umetanafin. So mutanafin, that's the nafkamin of the Gemara. Where does mutanafin come from? So Beis Yosef explains that mutanafin, that's what we explained according to Rashi. And Mushavin is based on a Yesh Mefarshim in the Rush, Perek Vav Shabbos Simin Beis. That the Rush expresses this position of Rabosav Shal Rashi in those terms. That is reflected by Mushavin. If something is a gold, and the person may have a kapeda for that reason to remove it, so that is enough of a chatzitza, even if it's a davar she'eino muhudak. So according to the Beis Yosef's reason of reading of the Torah is reflecting both Chidas Rashi and Rabosa Sharashi, and being chodesh, that even a davar she'eino muhudak, which is makbid, would be a chatzitza. Yeah.
How is that reflecting Rashi?
The nitunafin is if you have something that you're going to remove because it's dirty. One second, where's the line?
Is that just explaining that it's dirty, like the dirty, they're concerned that they may get dirty? Is that a very easy way to explain it? That's like Rashi? But the gold is the
rosa. I'm looking for the line of Beis Yosef. Oh, here. For Beya Kasav, Ubava Shalayu Mushavim, Shalayu Mutunafim, Tafas Kishneya Pirushim Shinambar, Bide Tanifa. The Gantav is Pesha Bosa Sharashi Iker, Shapirshu Hakapeda Leinian Chatzitsa. Ulafid the very near the Hadak Abra Ika Benai did Tanifa and the Haklishna the Amar Koshu Arab Lagazar Hanami Arab Hanalamar the Haklishna Sabah the Hidamakrula Chotes the Midi the Mahadek Itmar Amidi the Mahadek I live with my little Shaykh the Memor Chotes Lomitsa Lomit the rest Lomit Zeri the Rabbana the Haklishna the Amar Shem Kupeda came the Tanifa Mikbek Katalayu Klamar Haklishna Sabah the Hidamakrula Chotes I feel Midi the Lomahadek Itmar. Right, so he's saying, right, that the mitanafin, that's the presentation of the Gemara. And the Savin is reflective of Shita Sarbosa Sharashi, that's something that you're makbid on, even if it's Eina Mahudak, is going to be a problem of Chatzitza. So, right, so what the Beis Yosef is saying is that the Tor is Choshesh for passing it like Rabosa Shal Rashi. Okay. And the Prisha argues, and the Prisha of science says that no, all the Tor means in Musavim is that consistent with Rashi's own Shita. If you have something that people are makbid on, so in the context of Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos, Rashi is saying that if you have something that people are concerned about, not mishum hilchas chatzitza, not because of a kepeda in the hilchas chatzitza kepeda, but because you don't want to get yourself dirty, so you're going to move it for that reason, even if it's not a luckily a chatzitza, so that's enough of a reason to aser mishum chatzah. So along those lines, if you should say that shot here in the context of tefillah too, you could have something which is not fundamentally a chatzitza because it's definitionally in mehudak, and in hilchas chatzitza shouldn't be a problem. But we're still concerned that if you're worried that it's valuable and something's going to happen to it, if you leave it on, you're not going to be focusing on the tefillah properly because you're going to be distracted by this valuable object that's on your body. So, not because of the technicalities of chatzitza would you have to remove it, but you'd have to remove it because of a secondary concern that it may interfere with your tefillah. And that's what mutzavin is. Not because fundamentally we're holding like a bosa sharashi that anything that you're makbid on is going to be chotzeitz. It's not chotzeitz in hilchas chatzitza, but it may still be distracting to you, and for that reason we tell you to remove it in advance of tefillah.
The distraction will lead to a you not like dumping the whole way, or
that you're not going to do a proper tefillah. Mm-hmm.
Like
whatever. Right.
But
it's not a kavana. The lesson of Prisha. She's not going to go all the way down.
Right.
But not that it's technically a chatzitza problem. So the Ramah writes in Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, Chutei Seir Einam Chotzesen. We'll start with Sif Gimel. Im Chutein Eilu Chalulin Also Maisa Reshes Einam Chotzen. So if these Chutein are hollow, and they're with net material, they're woven, Einam Chotzesen, Chutei Seir Einam Chotzesen. Says Ramah, V'im Hayu Mushavos Chotzesen, if they are Mushavos, they are chotzeitz. The makpedas aleihem shelo titanfim. Your makbid that they shouldn't get dirty. The chayin imayu mitunafim tchila. And if the chutim are themselves mitunafim, makpedas aleihem shelo tisachek mehen b'mayim v'chotzesit. Then your makbid that they shouldn't get dirty. They shouldn't get you dirty. Sorry. So if they're mushavos, then you're makbid that you shouldn't get them dirty. And if they're dirty, they're makbid they shouldn't, you're makbid that they shouldn't get you dirty. The chotzesin. The Shach just went on Sifkat and Vav, that the Ramah is not only going on Siftal, the Ramah is going on Sif Gimel as well. Chutin Chalulin and Chutei Ser, both of these, if they are mushavos, then there is a chatzitza problem. So this seems to reflect the Rabosa Shel Rashi, and the two pshatim in Musavin versus Mitunafin, either that you're makbid that you shouldn't harm the valuable chutin musavos, or that if they're mutanafin, they shouldn't get you dirty. So the Siddur Tower here in Sefkati New Gimel, part of it is quoted in the Piskei Shuvah Sefkati Dal. It is bothered that here the Ramah seems to be concerned about Rav Yosef Rashi, that even if a davar she'ena mehudak, it's potentially a chatzitza. Right, not the precious pshat that it's not a chatzitza, but we're still worried you're not going to focus on the tefillah properly, but the Ramah says it's a chatzitza. So that is Asgur with some other psalkin that we have later on in the siman. So for example, Sif Mem Vav, the Mechaber writes, there must not cholek, Nida Shatavla Bibigadeha Mutaris Labaila. Right, Gemara in Beitza Ishtim Aremes, and she could be Tavelas Bibigadeha, Beitza Yuches. That's quite about Mechaber, no one argues, that a woman can't go to the mikvah with her clothing on, meaning loose-fitting clothing. As the Shach says, with their Sukkotan and Vav, near a dafka b'osam v'gadam shein rishuyin alav. You can wear loose clothing. I have a lobe b'osam shein muhudakin that can't be tight, that can't be adhering. So if it's the case, of rechoshesh rebosa sharashi, that a woman can, that there's a problem with chatzisa, if my dafka muhudak, so what's the hatter for tefila b'bibadeha? And also Sif Kaf Gimel that we saw last time, Mechaber writes, Shirim Nizam Tabos Vakatlos Im Hem Rufu Yemein Chosim Im Hem Hudakim Chosim. So rings, bracelets, nose rings, etc. So all those things are not chotzeitz if they are loose. And again, they're basna cholik. So why is it that here the Ramah seems to be chosher shabos sharashi? But there's no indication that you have to be machmir later on isha tavelas v'gadeha, on rings and bracelets that are enam mehudakim. So that's what the Siddur Tara is bothered by, and some of this is quoted by the Piskei Teshuvah here in Sif Katan Dalet. So if you look at the Piskei Teshuvah, about halfway through the, or two-thirds of the way through the Sif Katan, so he quotes this Siddur Tara. In the Tirate, the Yesh Lomar, Demari Bibigadim Hagruim Upechusim, Delo Kapti Alay. So you have to say that the only case where you could be Tavos Bibigadah are inferior quality clothing that you're not makbid on. So maybe Rosh Hashirashi only are concerned if it's Eina Mehudak and you're Makbid. But if it's Eina Mehudak and you're not Makbid, so then even Rosh Hashirashi would agree that that's not a Chatzitza. That it probably is a pasha of Rav Yosef Rashi.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm sorry? Right. It may be reasonable kimta, but yeah. And then the Siddur Tara says, as he quote that part here, yeah, he's Muramis to it here, but the Siddur Tara says that maybe the fact that a Dama HaRafa Yisotzeitz, according to Rabbos of Sharashi, that's only a Dinder Rabbanan. That's only along the lines of Eina Mehudak Atu Mehudak. Even Rabbos of Sharashi would only say that this is a Dinder Rabbanan. And therefore, it only applies, as we just saw in the context of tefillah divagadah, it only applies to the situation where she's makpedes b'shas tefillah. So if you have something that you're makped on shelo b'shas tefillah, like the Ravid's rings, so then, or the kind of kpeda that the Ravid spoke about in the context of rings, so if it's a davar she'eno eno mehudak, that would not be a chatzitza. So then also, what the Mechaber is talking about in Sif Kaf Gimel, the rings and the bracelets that are chotzis him, so even if it's eno mehudak, and Rabbosa Shirash should be machmir and eno mehudak to treat that as a chatzitza, that's only something that women would be makpidas on b'shas tvila. But a bracelet, a woman's fundamentally not makbed, if there's no halachic issue, a woman's not fundamentally makbed b'shas tvila to take off bracelets. It was not mushavin or mitunafin. And therefore, even if they would be makbed to take off a bracelet or a ring b'shas lisha or fi or something of the sort, if they're not makpidas b'shas tvila, then that does not constitute a chatzitza, even according to Rabosav Shel Rashi. So that's the basic mahalach of the Sidrei Torah, to explain that even though the Ramah is close to Rabosav Shel Rashi, that's what's reflected in the Siftala. And the cases later on in the Siman that seem to indicate we're now concerned about a chatzitza by a davar she'eina mehudak, that's only if there's no kepeda b'shas tefillah. So in the case of Tavos b'gadaha, it's only by begadim that are junky, and she's not going to be makbid about even b'shas tefillah. And in the case of the rings and the bracelets, etc., they're things that even if a woman would be makbid about it some other time, she's not makbid about it b'shas tefillah. Yeah.
For the tefillah begadah,
mm-hmm.
like, how can she not be makbid on? Like on clothes, you're saying that the reason it's not a chatzitza is just because of like not being knocked on it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it that's so fundamentally like impossible to not be knocked on?
If you have clothing that's on the way to the garbage, so you don't care what happens to it.
But it's not just about like the impact of going into the thing, but on like the object. It's also about like your perspective on this clothing. No, like, there's no way you're not like knocked if these clothes are on you. Right? Like, you want them off, like.
No, because you want you're going to the mikveh to be totally submerged in water to fulfill the halachic requirement of tefillah. So as long as the water is always submerged, if it's loose-fitting clothing, the water is going to get into the clothing around your whole body, and you don't care if the clothing gets ruined, so there's no kveda.
Wouldn't there be many cases that there's not just if you're going to throw out the clothing, just anything that's not valuable?
As long as it's not valuable, it has some value, so there may be pages associated with it anyway.
Oh, but it's not going to dry out. It's not going to get ruined. The issue, I thought the point with Rabosa Shirashi is either it's dirty and you're going to get dirty, or you're
right.
Afraid like the gold will get tarnished or something.
Right.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just, she's wearing a robe or she's wearing
right.
Whatever it is, it's mm-hmm. going to dry out in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that would not be
offensive. Maybe in a farm. So maybe it's not only cheap clothing, but clothing that will easily won't get ruined. Yeah, maybe. I'm sorry?
We have like washing machines and things like that, so nowadays no clothing
would
get ruined.
Okay, but so some guy, you still wouldn't want to jump into the lake wearing a fancy outfit.
Okay.
Probably.
Or a weighted outfit.
Okay. So what needs to be explored in relation to this is what the Ramah writes in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. So we give Eger's references also. So the Ramah in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simon Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Gimel, Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Gimel, and the Rekiv Eger here on Sif Kaf Gimel is Mitzayin. This Rama. I guess let's look at the Kivega first, we'll go back and see the Rama. Kivega writes, Im heim refuyim enam chotzesin, by these shirim nizam, etc. Ayim shachan orach ha'chaim kosam ha'chal, shkas Rama, de enam b'kiyim mahu rafud. That we're not b'kiyim in the final is considered rafud. So what does Rama say? And the Chaver writes, Simon Kusam Samach Aleph Sif Gimel, So you have to remove the rings from your fingers when you wash them to yosidayim. Says the osios of the Rama in parentheses. So you have to remove the ring when you're washing to yosidayim, even if it's loose. That's back to Lashon HaMefaber. Even if you're not makrid on having rings on your fingers, b'shas netila, since you are makrid like the Ravid, you are makrid b'shas alisha. There are other times that you're makrid to remove the rings. So that is definitionally a chatzitza, and you have to remove it even for netila sidayim when you're not makrid at that point. Okay. It says the Rama, V'nagu kitsas l'hakel imhu rafoi. So some are makel to allow netila sidayim if it is rafoi. Even if you're wearing the ring, you don't take it off. Aval yesh v'hachmir ki eina nubikin eza mikri rafoi. So fundamentally, there's what to rely on to wash the netila sidayim with a ring on if it's loose. But we're not really sure where to draw the line, what's considered loose and what's considered not. So here, they're most writing that in practice, you have to be machmir even on a davar roughly, because we don't know what's roughly and what's not. Even if you're not machbid b'shas netila, you're only machbid b'shas lisha, so then you still have to be machmir even a davar roughly. So that sounds like it's against the Sidrei Tara, right? The Sidrei Tara said that his yishuv for the Rama is that no, the Rama really is toshish b'asa shirashi, but understands that if it's a ring that you're not machmir on b'shas tefila and it's ainam l'hudok, then that's not a chatzitza according to Rabbi Sasharashi. It's only a chatzitza according to Rabbi Sasharashi if you're makbid b'shas tefila. Even if you're makbid in other times, if you're not makbid b'shas tefila, it's not a problem. But the Rama himself, in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, doesn't tell it that. Because the Rama says, we're choshesh in practice, even for davar she'ein rafoi. He does say it's because we don't know what's rafoi, what's not. So in theory, if you define something as rafoi, you could still be makel. But in practice, he says, we're mapping even for a davar roughly, even if you're not mapping b'shas tefila, you're only mapping at other points. So that's just a ha'ara. Not sure if that fits 100%, or the Sidrei Tara fits 100% with the Rama in the Hilchos Netilas Yadayim.
The Rama by us did not say we're not b'kiyin, or rafoi, right?
That's correct. May or may not be. I don't know.
The Sidrei Tara is, I'll leave it to our Rama, so it works.
You're saying that there are different definitions, or different standards for Netilas Yadayim than for Tefillah? Why would you be... why would you be more machmir for Netilas Yadayim than for Tefillah?
I agree. I don't think that makes sense. But it makes sense that the Sidrei Tara's comment would be working on an hour Rama.
That's true, but you have to see everything together.
So the Sidrei Tara would not ask him like what he said based on if the other Rama, if we assume that it's not a Sira, and the Rama in the Hilchos Netilas Yadayim is the definitive text, then the Sidrei Tara himself should be Moda.
Okay, so that's fine. Just pointing out, you have to figure out how these things, how their modes work together. Now, fundamentally, the Rama there is just saying, as a practical matter, we don't know what's rough or not. Now, fundamentally, the Rama would agree that if we could definitely define something as any roughly, then it would be okay. So it's not fundamentally at odds with the Rama here. But in practice, you have to figure out how to square it. But the Sidrei Tara's bottom line, the Pisle Shuva himself is more sympathetic to the position of the Drisha that we're not choshesh for Bosa Sharashi. And even within the Sidrei Tara concludes that even though he understands the Ramah is close to Shabbos and Rashi, and they have to figure out how the other dinim and the simon fit in with that. But at the end of the day, especially because the Sidri Tara suggests that the chumrah of Shabbos and Rashi is only a chumrah midr abanan, so if there are other tzadim lahakel, then you could be mekel. So between the Pesach Tshuva, who thinks that Bikaron, the preacher is more correct, that we're not choshish for Bosa Shirashi, and the Seder Tara, that even if we are, it's only Midrabanan, so you could be make with other tzimufim, so there is what to rely on in under extenuating circumstances if you have a Dover Rafoi that that you can't remove. So, for example, the Bavli Shulchan writes in Sifkatam Kuf Ayin that if you have a ring that is loose, a ring that is roughly, but you can't remove it because the finger has swollen. So it's roughly where the ring is further up, but the bottom of the finger has swollen, so you can't remove the ring. He writes like a pregnant woman may have a situation like that. So in that situation, the Bavli Shulchan thinks is what to be nekel about to allow her to go to the mikvah without removing the ring based on these calculations. And Rav Ozner passes that way as well here in the Shi'urei Shevet HaLevi. Since we're only talking about questionable how much we're choshish for Bosa Shirashi, and even if we are, it's only a Chumra Midrabanan, so in a Shasak Tzak situation or with other Tzirufim, there is what to be Nekel of that.
Where's the
Shia? Over here on Sif Beis and Sif Beis Sif Gimel Shulchan
Aruch. But why is that not a Dover
Mahudah? It's not Mahudah over here. You have a ring over here that's loose. I mean, the water can go underneath, but the finger's swallowing down here. Yeah. So if you cut off the finger, so then you get the ring off, but otherwise it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do that, and so these posts can say that you could be make with this Ruthen to go to the mikvah under the circumstances. Now, on that Ha'ara of the Sidrei Tara, who thinks that the Shitas Rav Ozner Shel Rashi is only a Chumrah D'Rabbanan, and the Mereshes Moshe points out in Simen Kuf Kaf Beis that the simple reading of Rashi is not that way. Because in Rashi writes, "Rabosa mefarshin hach kepei de leinyan chazisa, kedekai melad ruba ubak b'dalav chotzeitz." So Rabosa Shirashi understand that this is a chazisa problem. Kedekai melad ruba ubak b'dalav chotzeitz. So how dafka is that to the kaimel on ruba makbidal choses? Ruba makbidal choses, that's the din deraisa. That's the deraisa, the halacha mishmasina deraisa of chatzitza. So if that's literal, that this is a chatzitza like ruba makbidal choses, that's not what we're talking about, a din deraisa, not a din derabbanan. Now, if it's a din deraisa, where does that come from? Again, to say that it's a din d'oraisa would mean that if you have a chatzitza on rubo, which is eino mehudak and your makbid, that that's a chatzitza min haTorah. So where do we know that from? So the Mereshes Moshe quotes Tshuva Zecher Yitzchak Simen Samech Aleph. He writes as follows. Tshuva Sefer Yitzchak Simen Samech Aleph. Yitzchak Panovich. V'nira disfir le'e dehadid b'makbid lo mahani after Ali b'may. So he's talking about Rav Ozner Shel Rashi. Why does Rav Ozner Shel Rashi hold that if you're makbid, it doesn't help. It's still a chatzitza even if the water can get underneath. Hayinu b'davar shemakbid lasir meis rechitza. That's talking about something where the kepeda is b'shas tefila b'shas mechitza. Kevin de Krok Siv or Hathis Bisaraba Mayim. Kaldaro she ain darker lilbosh be israchitza. Mishum shamak with a love. Lo mikri yerchatz. The Vrachatis Bisaraba Mayim comes to exclude going to the mikveh with something that you wouldn't normally wear, b'shas rechitza. If you can't call that v'rachatzis b'saro, if there's something on your basar that you wouldn't normally keep on, b'shas rechitza. So chudei tzemer, which you're not makbid on b'shas rechitza, so then that's okay. But chichi talila, something that you are makbid b'shas rechitza, that would be a chatzitza problem. Okay, that's what his suggestion is for where this comes from, if it is a din d'aras. Okay, then Rabbi Kivayger again, also on Sif Kaf Gimel, the previous piece, Hashirim Vanizamim, Ayim B'tshuvas Tashbeitz, Chela Gimel Simen Reish Pei, Shalchiach D'davka Nith Me'af Chotzim, that what types of nizamim are chotzeits if they're mehudak? That's dafka nose rings. Aval nizme ozen ein chotzeitsim. But earrings are not chotzeits. V'ayim m'shuvas bach shakasa behepach. The nizme ozen afilu refuyim chotzeitsim. So the Tashbeis, he quotes as saying that even if it's mehudak, it's only nose rings that are chotzeitz, but not earrings. And it goes to Bach as saying that nose rings are worse, even if they're roughly, they're chotzeitz. So what is that all about? So the Tashbeitz, Chelek Gimel, Simen Reish Pei, writes that when it comes to earrings, earrings women are not makbid on, and therefore it's a miyad she'eno makbid, because he writes, the women are not makbid, lo b'shas she'eno, lo b'shas rechitza. The earrings women are not makbid on when they go to sleep, they're not makbid on when they wash themselves. It sounds like they never remove them. They're always in the ear, so if they're always in the ear, they're never removed, even b'shas rechitza when they go to sleep, so there's no kepeda, so that's a miyad She'eno makir. So that may be societal. If women do remove their earrings, then the Tashbeitz wouldn't be relevant. And what's the Bach? So the Bach, the Kibbeh Yerkos, is being cholek that nose rings are worse in that they are chotzeitz even if they are roughly. So the Bach writes that earrings are a big tircha to remove, and that's why earrings would not be a chatzitza. Nose rings are a problem. Earrings are not, because they're a tircha to remove. And are not considered to be chotzeitz. I'm sorry, by nose rings, sorry. That by nose rings, the reason that they're chotzeitz even by roughly is because it's a tircha to remove. So gazru eina mehudak atu mehudak, essentially. that even if they're roughly gazru ena muhudak atu muhudak, because of the tircha that would be involved in having to remove the nose rings. The earrings. I'm sorry. Sorry again. The Bach says that nose rings, we have the distinction between mehudak and ena mehudak. The standard distinction that you see in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's mehudak, it's chotzeitz, if ena mehudak, ena chotzeitz. Earrings, the Bach says, is always going to be chotzeitz, even if it's rafoi, because there's a tircha to remove them, and gazru ena mehudak atu mehudak. So the Baal HaShulchan says, according to the Tashbates, that the reason the Tashbates says that Nizme Ozen are not Chotzeitz is because you never remove them. So then Bizmanenu, if you remove earrings, as women do, so then that would potentially be a Chatzitza. You go back to the standard distinction between Muhodak versus Eina Muhodak. But the Bach may still say that he has this notion of Gazer in Mehudak atu Mehudak by something that's difficult to remove. So if it's difficult to remove, then even Rafu would be Chotzeitz. But maybe if earrings are not difficult to remove, then he would also agree that you go back to the original distinction between Rafu and Ainu Rafu. That's all on an Ikaradin level, but in practice, obviously, you remove any jewelry that is eino mehudak as well, if possible.
What's the point of the box there?
I'm sorry?
What's like the point of Zera, Robot, Zera, Robot,
by the material? That if it's... if it's difficult to remove, so then that creates some kind of, you think it doesn't create a kapeda, it should be in the other direction. That's in the Bach HaChadoshos. Oh, so it sounds like this. That if it's something where there's a tircha to remove it, if we allow roughly, then people may come to cut corners and even be tovlos with the davar she'ena roughly. Oh, that's it.
This is the
Bach. The Bach in Shuas Achadash Hashem and Mem Aleph. At Gazer Lo, Gazer Rafi Atu, or Ein Rafi Atu Rafi, is where, Rafi Atu Ein Rafi, is we're concerned that we may come to cut corners and even be Tavlos with the Davar HaRafi, the Davar She'ein Rafi, if it's a Tircha to remove it.
In the Bach's case,
The Tashbetis is saying, even if it's Muhudekas, it's still fine because she's not Makbedis and never moves it.
So in Bach's case, yes, she is Makbedis. That's in the entire case, assuming that it's properly.
Right. The Bach's case is, even if she's Makbedis, in theory, if it's Eina Rafi, it shouldn't be a Chatzitza. And he says, nevertheless, by Davar Sheish Batircha Gazu Eina Rafi Atu Rafi. Tashbetis
is saying, she's not Makbedis, and she's Makbedis.
I guess so, yeah. It wasn't a feeler if we... Okay. Mordechai in Shavuos Tavshin Nun Aleph writes the following, and we'll see this reflected in a few moments in the Ramat in Sifav. Anashim sheyesh lehem valk shtarsh visaras, that women had this condition in their hair, shenasa lehem klilos machmas shade. There are some kind of braids or knots that appeared in these women's hair that was attributed to a shade. And it was a life-threatening danger to shave these braids. Says the Mordechai, D'lo chaitzi, not a chatzitza, to cave into mahadki tuva zeh bezeh havi kibalua ubeis astar. That since they are very tightly interwoven or tightly connected over themselves, it's like balua and beis hastara. So Rav Avner points out that's lav dafka, because beis hastara, as we'll see, you need raya l'bias maya. So even if the water doesn't have to come into a beis hastara, it has to be raya l'bias maya. So if you have hair that's tied upon itself, that's not royal bias mine. So Rav Avner says he doesn't mean beis astarim, he means beis ablia. So he says balua beis astarim, Mordechai really meant beis ablia. So that's like tuma beis ablia, or if it's not a nivlas of tahor, is a lo matame. The came to Lamatami Lo Chaitzi. The O, the Kaimalan, Shlosha Nimin Kishuras Einan Chotzesos, that if you have three knotted hairs, it's not a chatzitza. A few Lo Chashach Luhu Kibalu Beis Astarim. Leave out the equation to Beis Abliya. The Lo Havikir Chasicha Achas, came to Shlosha Nimin Ein Chotzesin, Mishundo Mahaki Vailu Bumayim. So just like three hairs are not chotzeitz where they're tied because there's no mahadki and the water comes in. Kol shekein sa'aras tuva. The ode, shekein the masi l'galcham ne'a sakana, since you can't shave it because of sakana, have a rabise. So, have a rabise, lashon gvar yivavus ayin ches, that's part of the woman. That's a integral part of her body. Below chaitzi, like we say in the Yevamos Ayin Chas by an Ogur Hein Rabbi say, Avagad Lari Achimahu. That's why in Muberish and Eskaira the Tefila works for the Ogur, even if over Lari Achimahu. Gam kasa mishem haga'onim, dafka batse shetacha setziporin chotzeitz, avitziporin asma inen chotzeitz, it's only the dough under the fingernail that's a problem, not the fingernail itself. Afilim haisa gedol levomed asichasa, even if it's a big nail that's going to be cut, uparachas v'ovrim v'negad abasar inen chotzeitzes, the time of mishem that ziporin haga mikofalda, because fundamentally the fingernail is part of the body. So this is quoted in the Ramah, partially in Sivav. Osan sheyesh lehen kamin kliya sa'aras devukla zubazu, the women that have these braids that are connected to each other, v'naseis balayla yidei shade, which are made at nighttime by demons that come to visit you, the sakana lasirim, it's dangerous to remove them because the demons are going to take revenge. Lo chaisi, that's not considered a chatzitza. So the Gilya Marsha points out over here, is the Mordechai that we just read has multiple reasons, and not all of them seem to fit with each other. So just the Gilya Marsha highlights this. Yesh v'zakana tamim. Number one, Eman HaKedas. Number two, it's Yosem Nima Achas. Number three, it's Mehuda Tuva, so it's like Baruah Beis Astarim. Number four, Sakana Hanrabiset. Nafkamina benatarim, bin rov has sa'aros kaluin, if most of them are braided, so that's ruba. So even if it's ena makvid, it's chotzeitz. Unless you have the reasons of hanir b'misa. But before you get to that, the first two reasons of the Mordechai seem to be contradictory themselves. Because first he writes that it's not chotzeitz because it's mehudak. And then he writes that it's like shtoshanimin, which are enon chotzitzos, because it's lemehudak. Right? First he writes it's mehudak, and that's like beis abliya. And then he writes it's like gilon nimin, which is ein mehudak. So which one is it? The Baal HaShulchan says in Achami, he means both of them, either one. In some cases, these kinds of braids may be mehudak, and there's some mehudak that's like what he calls balu beis astarim. In some cases, maybe loose, so then it's not a chatzitza for that reason. So whatever is convenient to use, either reason would be sufficient. Yeah. But then even without the mehudak or any mehudak reason, he has something more potentially broad, which is sakana. That which you're not going to remove because of sakana, that makes him to hainu abise. That makes him to part of the body. So that sounds like theoretically, even if there is a kapeda, but that's not a chatzitza, if it's a sakana lagalcham, and Haina Revise. So somehow that sakana calculus makes it into a de facto Eina Makbid. The Sidra Tar explains that you have to come on to Haina Revise for where it's on rov. If it's on niyat, so you could have just relied on the ena makbid, on the first reasons. If it's on rov, so then the only thing you can rely on is hain rabise. So sakana may have been enough to say that it's eino makbid, but without saying hainu rabise, that's not going to help you for rov. That's what seems to emerge from the Sidri Tara and the Aruch HaShulchan.
Sakana and hainu rabise are the opposite?
they're not necessarily the same reason. He says it's a. So we'll see the other Rishonim in a minute. The Rishonim that talk about Sakana independently. So in the Mordechai, the lashon was came into the Masi Lagachum and a Sakana. Hani Ravi say Velo Chaitzi, that because you can't remove them because Sakana, that makes it into Hani Ravise. So you could have said, and we'll see another Rishonim maybe do say this, you could have said that Sakana alone makes it into a essential enamakbid. Because it's dangerous to remove it, then you're not removing it. You don't want to start up with the shadim. So that makes it into an enamakbid. And then even if it's, but then you have to figure out how does that work for Rov. Rov enamakbid won't help you. So Hanravise potentially gets rid of that problem as well. So once Lamezi Lachem Eyesakana, that also enables you to call it Hani Ravise, and Hani Ravise potentially solves the problem of Rov. But in the Rash in Mikvos, the Rash in the end of Mikvos, the end of Perek Yud. So that's talking about the Mishnah of Chetz, which we'll see in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph. Hanichnas al chayitz b'recho, if a person has an arrow that pierces his thigh, Rabbi Omer ein chotzeitz, v'chamim Omer im hareza chotzeitz. So that's quoting the Sefta, which is parallel to the mission there. So if you have a arrow that pierces your thigh, machlokas Rabbi Chacham is al chotzeitz. Medvar memurim v'sham matachas. That's talking about a metal arrow. But if it's a wooden arrow, then everyone agrees that it's chotzeitz. But if the body already begins to heal and you have a scab that covers the chotzeitz, so then everyone agrees that it's not chotzeitz. Says the Rash, that's quoting to Sefta, says the Rash, perish. Why is there a difference between wood and metal? If it's metal, the water is going to go around it more easily than if it's wood. She'ena nidba kol kach mebasar. The wood is going to adhere more easily to the flesh than metal. If it's metal, that's a more foreign substance, and the water will more easily go around the metal. Inami, b'shamatechas ika sakana tefei kishamotzio, or if it's matachas, then there's more sakana to remove a matachas arrow than a wooden arrow. The davar she'eno makbid eino chotzeitz. And something that you're not makbid on is not chotzeitz. So Rav says that if you have an arrow that there's danger in removing, then that makes it into eino makbid. And if it's Eino Makbid, Eino Chotzeitz. So there the Rash talks about Sakana alone as making something into Eino Makbid if it's a Sakana to remove it. Or Zerua Simin Shin Samach Beis. Or is it Rua Sim and Shin Samach Beis? Also talking about the Chetz situation. So he quotes the Din of Chetz, and he quotes this parallel presentation of the Mordechai, or to the Mordechai, of the hair that is the Sakana to remove them. So came in the Bnei Sakana Yeshu L'galcham Hayne Ravise, like the Mordechai. it goes to Gemara in Yevamos. So the culture came Sa'ara. So if it's true that the Gemara in Yevamos says that an Uber b'me'ima was considered Haina Revise, culture came Sa'aro, She'ena Omi Ligazes, culture came the hair that's not going to be cut because of Sakana, that's also Haina Revise, that's considered part of the body. And then he says, Uke Espa Saha, came and she afshel a kotan, afagav de ritsona lo nichala behu, hashemi rabisehu. That since in practice you can't remove it, even though you'd rather not be in that situation, you'd rather not have it on your body, but since in practice you can't remove it, hashemi rabisehu, hain rabisehu. Ve'en bo afilu ised rabbanan laduno keruban she'eno makir, and you don't have to treat it even on a rabbanan level as rugo she'eno makir. Ve'lo azlinan basar ruba d'inshe ala basar d'day. So you would have said, you would have said that this is a rubo she'eno makbid, because we're going with the shita sagaonin that we view the hair as its own unit in calculation of rov. So you have the situation on the hair of rov of the hair having these braids that are not able to be removed because of a sakata consideration. So the word rubo says that we don't view that as rubo she'eno makbid. And when we're looking at Rov in this situation, we're not looking at Rov the Inshi, we're looking at D-Day, meaning she's the one in the situation where there's a Sakana to remove it. The Sakana creates a Haina Revise, and because that's Haina Revise, we aren't bothered by the Rov. As that seems to fit with what the Siddur Tav of the Aruch HaShulchan were saying, that Haina Sakana. So as the Rash writes in the context of the Chetz, we're talking about a Niyot. So then, Sakana alone gives you license to be Negel that is considered Eino Makir. But what you see in the Sor Zeruah seems to reflect what the Siddur Tanya Aruch HaShulchan say, is that if you're talking about a Ro situation, so then saying Sakana isn't sufficient. You have to say Haina Rabise, that the Sakana creates a Haina Rabise situation, and that solves what otherwise would have been a problematic rove. So lest you think that the Mitzias that the Mordechai is talking about and what the Ramah says here is of no practical relevance, Rabbi Yis had a situation in Chicago a few years ago where a Gioras, who was holding by Tila, had dreadlocks in her hair. And that was something that was fairly impossible to remove. And we know the Gemara there in Yevamos says on Menvav that anything that's considered to be a chatzitza for Tevila is a chatzitza for anything that's a chatzitza for Tevila in general is a chatzitza for Tevila's Geiras. So Rabbi Yis thought, he wrote this up and then it was reprinted in his Kanfeona, that the dreadlock situation is potentially even better than the Mordechai situation. That it's even more behind Rabbi Yisai, because in the Mordechai scenario, this woman woke up in the middle of the night one day and found that the demons had braided her hair. But the woman who came to be Megayer with dreadlocks, she had these dreadlocks. That was a natural formation of the hair to some level. That was it was always that way, or that way for many years. So that's more of a Haina Rabise, because that's how the hair was created. And you have to keep it that way because to apparently to remove dry wax would require cutting all the hair or something, something along those lines. And therefore, he thought that was more of a Hanra Bisei than the Shaden braids of the Mordechai. But he also pointed out that there is a Pisgah Tshuva here. Pisgah Tshuva and Sifkat and Vav, of course, in the Chamudei Daniel, going on this in the Ramah. Nira she hitzricha the hashos b'mayim ad she yikarnes b'hamamayim heitev. That even if you have these dreadlocks or these braids that you can't remove, but you have to spend time in the water to soften them as much as possible so that whatever water can go underneath will. So he pointed out that was relevant in this situation as well. He also pointed out that the previous Pesach Tshuva and Sifkat and Hay quotes from a Chamudei Daniel, quotes from the Panim Me'iros, that if you have something that you put into the hair because of refuah, some foreign substance that you put into the hair mishum refuah, that would still pose a chatzitza problem. So you're putting some kind of hair care substances into the hair. But that's not the case with dreadlocks, that you don't put those kinds of samim or whatever the pedometer is talking about in order to form the dreadlock. Okay, this will stop here for today, and next time we'll pick up with issues of eyes, so that's Sif Zayin through Sif Tess and Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara and Sam Vav, the Mishnah at the end of the ninth parak of Mikvos, and then we'll move on to scabs and arrows.
Okay, I don't think.